Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning. Opening day for the Colorado Rockies are going to be down in Arizona. Major League Baseball, they all kick off today. There's a story that we had yesterday, and it was about a lady that found her car through an app that she has for the car because
it was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen. Yeah. And the part I didn't understand was they say the cops say they're too busy. Do they no longer look for stolen cars? Just unless they accidentally pull one over, I guess.
It must not have been a priority at that moment.
Yeah. I think so many are stolen, they don't have time for it.
Her car gets stolen. She's got an app. She's able to track it down.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear. She stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen and they rip out your whole car, tear everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my four-year-old son in. So it's like not happening.
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes.
So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes, and you can either meet me there or I'm on my own and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily,
nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's two receipts where they went to Target at 7:22 in the morning and returned a $755 camera. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
They ran into the wrong customer, didn't they?
Oh, well, I think that she basically like waterboarded him, because if you hear the beginning, she says she was stopping the car all the time on her app, that she was honking the horn all the time on her app.
Setting off the alarm.
Yeah, and so I'm sure if they're on a crack pipe or whatever, they're like uber paranoid, like, what is this car doing?
That would freak you out.
Yeah, and the fact that it just stops all of a sudden. Yeah. I mean, like, what is going on?
If you're not new car savvy, technically speaking, you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this car?
You think it's
the wrong car, man.
Yeah, I mean, so what a smart move on her part to have the app and keep honking the horn and setting up the alarm and turning it off and turning it on and
now,
all that stuff.
Was she allowed to turn it off as they're driving down the road?
I don't know. It just said that she turned it off several times.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Then she tracks it down because the police can't get to it.
Yeah,
they're too busy.
She found it, though.
Good for her.
I do like how these people were living. They had a crack pipe. They had beer.
They obviously had some money. They went to Target.
Yeah, well, and then, they returned a $750 camera.
Which was probably stolen.
Right. I know. So how'd they do that?
It's a really common thing to go steal really expensive stuff, because places like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, They'll just accept it without a receipt.
Without a receipt?
Yeah.
Wow. Just like, it must have been nice and in the box and stuff.
Most of the time when they accept something like that, they put it back on the credit card that it was bought with, or the card that it was bought with.
Or they give you store credit.
Yeah, I guess.
If you don't have a receipt, though, or anything, you're like, I just want cash back. And if it's not damaged is the big thing. You got to return it not damaged.
Wow. Yeah. That is.
So you got to steal it, not damage it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so to me, if I'm the Denver PD, I go to that Target and pull the camera footage at 7:27 a.m.
and find
who that is. Yeah. But whatever.
You would think a car, too. I mean, the car has an app, and she can turn it off. She can spot it, GPS, whatever. You would think that also having the technology in these new cars that they can't even be stolen.
What do you mean?
Well, the technology. You would think that they would be theft-proof in some way. With the new technology,
like on your app, you can make it so they can't even turn the car on afterwards,
right? Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be that way of, you know, protecting your own vehicle.
Yeah, like OnStar or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I know is that she is balls, because I don't know if I'd go and show up there.
Oh, she was determined.
Right?
Because I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either, because you don't know if that person has a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go and observe them, but...
That's really loving your car.
Yeah.
And wanting your car.
Like she said, and there's a law in Colorado, and I cannot remember what it is, but remember... what is it? They don't get prosecuted if it's like below...
Oh, a certain amount.
Yeah, like $2,000 or something. They don't
$600.
$600?
Yeah.
So that's why all these cheaper cars are being stolen, right? Because they don't get prosecuted. Was that what the law was? Remember, I told you all about it, and now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, cars specifically? No. I know that if it's under $600, it's not a federal crime, so they won't really prosecute you.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that was shoplifting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but there's one for cars, too. There's a price for cars, and so the people that have more expensive cars, their cars aren't getting stolen. But the people that really, I mean, where it really affects them most, their cars are getting stolen.
I do remember that, and it kind of came a little bit after the pandemic.
Right, and people were, like, getting really upset because the people that have really, really nice, like a Ferrari, who can afford it and afford the, you know, the insurance copay or whatever, they're not getting stolen because those people will actually go to jail. But if it's a cheaper car that you really need, they're going to steal it.
Yeah, I can just picture a car thief standing on a corner somewhere with a Kelly Blue Book.
And I remember what you were saying, Jamie, was right, is during the pandemic all that was happening, and then they just passed this new law last year that makes stealing any car a felony.
Good, because that was a problem.
It was.
Yeah. People literally were looking at the Kelly Blue Books to figure it out.
I'm going to tell you, it's almost every day. It seems in my neighborhood somebody posts a car stolen or at least broken into.
Yep, for sure.
In my neighborhood, it's on the, you know, the neighborhood app every single day. Somebody has a car stolen. My neighbor got his stolen. He had a pickup truck and it was gone the very next morning, but he got it.
And it must feel so like creepy to know somebody's sitting in your car,
like violating
looking through all your stuff. You know, that would feel weird.
Yeah.
That they just, like, dug through your stuff.
And they were in there just living in it and doing whatever they wanted in there.
Smoking crack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Smoking crack and returning stolen cameras.
Drinking some beer.
You got to love it, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app. I heard you asking Carson about the daycare again.
Oh, my God.
Did you like his reaction? Like,
he's like,
horrible, terrible.
Well, no, he has a new, it's going to get better. All right, so what's going on? First of all, you guys decided to, what did they call it? Preschool, preschool, or what do they call it?
Yeah, I mean, we just, preschool, basically.
Right,
and the first day was last week, and she obviously lost her mind because she's only been with grandparents or us this entire time.
Right.
And she'll be 2 in April. But yeah, so she lost her mind.
Like, and so did Bree.
Meltdown. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because Bree was obviously the only one that can drop her off. So Bree has that burden of going there and walking away, essentially, with her screaming, Mama, Mama, Mama,
oh,
Mama, Mama.
Oh, my God, I hate that for her.
And, like, the first day, I tried to sympathize, but there was no way I could sympathize. Like,
you don't understand.
Yeah.
And then, remember, she yelled at you and told you to take the day off.
She was
the
like,
next
you know
day
what?
Off, and you do it.
On Tuesday, you're going to do it. You're taking off
I'm
work.
Sure
I don't care.
Knowing you, you, like, gave her advice on how you should do it. Well, here's what you should do, Bree. And so she probably got so pissed off, like, well, you just do it then.
Yeah, give her something to get her distracted, and then just sneak out, you know?
Well, that's the thing. You can't give anybody advice that's going through it. And like, and I know you did that.
And especially little Debbie, she's so attached to both of us that, I mean, she wouldn't even let go of her leg. Like, at all.
So
she couldn't sneak away no matter how hard she tried. There wasn't a
trying to shake her off.
Yeah, like,
this. get away, get away.
Oh, no.
So Tuesday, this past Tuesday, did not go well either. It was the same thing, basically. And little Debbie, it's so bad that she actually, so they printed out pictures of us.
Oh, that's right.
They were like, hey, send us some pictures so we can print them out of you guys. So she
was
literally
walking
just
around preschool
around.
with Carson and Bree in her hands.
Mama, dada.
I do that with pictures of you, Jamie, at home. When I leave here the day. Can you imagine, though, from her perspective? Put yourself in her perspective. You know, it's her thinking, okay? And again, she's small, but I'm just going this route, okay? She's thinking, why are they leaving me?
I know.
Why are they abandoning me?
Where are they going?
I love them. They don't love me. Well, where are they going?
Yeah.
I want to go.
I specifically remember when I was younger. I do remember it. I must have been really young. But I remember my mom dropping me off at daycare or
I
school.
I do too.
And I would literally, I like went to the fence and just watched her go out into the parking lot crying my eyes out. And then she just drove off. And it was like the most traumatic time of my life.
I was dropped off at Totland.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be traumatic. Just Totland.
Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Totland.
It was horrible. I remember, same thing. Oh my God. Yeah. And then my mom would try to convinced me to play in this big table that was a sand pit, you know, but it was all everybody's boogers were in it and their spitballs. It was like so gross.
Oh.
All right, so yesterday, I know she was sick. See, yeah. I think the child faked her illness just so she wouldn't have
so
to go.
She get out of school.
They're sharp. They're
yeah.
quick. They're
so
quick.
She was sick. Now she was dropped off again yesterday, right?
Tuesday, and now today she's okay. going to go back. But we talked to the principal. We're like, hey, because she really is interactive. And the kids that she's with, like anywhere from 3 months old to 1 year old,
uh-huh.
they're not older. They're not little Debbie's age. So we're like, well, maybe she'll do better if we put her in with the 2 year olds, even though she's like 18 days away from being two.
Right.
She can communicate. She can talk with them. They'll probably take her under her wing and like go.
Oh yeah,
play
I'm sure at
stuff.
Two they really will. At two they'll console her.
Well, no, they'll be her mentor.
Yeah, her mentor. They'll be like, "Don't worry, you Mama, Dad, come back soon."
It's almost like that she's gone to preschool for an internship. That's the way you make it sound. She's going, yeah, she'll learn a new trade. Maybe she comes out a welder in the next couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're really going to take her under her wing. Anyway, so hopefully, I think what you're saying is the older kids will have more fun with
it. I feel like right now, because I didn't tell you this, Tuesday, literally when they went there, they pulled in the parking lot. She's only been there one time, and she saw the building and full-blown meltdown.
Oh, no!
She even got out of the car.
This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
So, like, I'm hoping that, you know, if she meets some friends and some older kids that actually can interact with her and hang out with her, that she'll be like, oh, this is a great place. Yep. Like, I go there and have fun.
Right.
But if not, it's just, I don't know what we're going to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to line one where Child Services is looking. Hi, Child Services.
Oh,
good morning.
My God. This poor child. She sees the building and just screams.
I couldn't believe it. Like, Bree told me that. I was like, no way.
Well, the only way today I can relate to that is, according to my dog trainer, take her to the dog park more often. That way she'll get used to other dogs.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God. This has got to be so hard for Bree. Oh,
yeah,
so
I can't even imagine.
Well, we all have that memory of our parents dropping us off. I mean, we do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. She's so young. But I remember even thinking there was this Charlie's Chips truck that would drop off chips,
yeah.
potato chips, and we would be out in the yard like playing, you know, with all the kids. And I thought, if I can get over this fence and get into the back of that Charlie's Chip truck,
I can
get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, you were going to make a run for it? With the chip truck?
Yes, I really did.
Like
I remember exactly where that truck was, and the back end was open, and I was like, I can get in there and get out of here.
You were thinking like a convict
I know.
At that point. Right. You're only, what, 2 years old?
Give me a spoon. I'm going to tunnel my way out of here.
It's
well,
awful.
It will get better, I guess.
No, it won't.
Maybe not.
No, I'm telling you, those daycares are horrible. And ours had like four toilets all the way across. So everybody peed together and pooped together.
What?
Yes, they had had four toilets right next to each other.
I guess
other.
I never thought to go look in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This is a tot land?
Yeah, tot land. Yeah, four toilets in a row up on stairs, like we're like lifted up, and they'd be like, who has to go potty? And all four of us would be
just
like,
line up and
this
go.
This is weird. I don't like this.
They should have been investigated.
I know.
No wonder you tried to crawl into the back of a chip truck.
God, tot land
get
is
out
evil.
Of there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday. 35 degrees right now. 65 for a high today. Going to be beautiful.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Man, a lot of people commenting on the daycare story. And a lot of people being...
I like this one. Let me read you one.
A little traumatized.
Let me read you one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
By the way, Carson put his daughter in daycare. She's almost two. And she hates it. She hates it. She sees the building and she screams in the car. She doesn't want to get out
meltdown.
Anything. So here's my favorite one. Ready? Wow, Carson. Your daughter is much too young for daycare. And is obviously not ready at all to be in there. You are leaving her with people that absolutely don't love her.
Way to go.
She still has to be with her mommy and daddy. She's too little to understand why you're abandoning her.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Listen, this is literally only 2 days a week. And it's not, we're not putting, we want to put her in there because we feel like she wants to learn and she wants to interact and get social with other kids. That's why we're doing it. We're not doing it because we have
but
to.
Jamie, you know as well as I do, off air, he says he doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's like she'll have to get used to it.
Exactly.
You gotta just go with it. Yeah,
okay?
You gotta
it's
go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm paying for this. By the way, the cost of daycare.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
It is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people do it. I really don't. Unless you got a job that's paying X amount of dollars. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't get it for less than $1,000 a month.
And if you want
for one child,
5 days, it's crazy.
Well, if you really loved your child, you would have done what I did, which is I got a nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
nanny route.
You go the nanny route.
That way they're at least home in their own environment, right, Jamie? If you really care.
I mean, if you really care. I didn't put my son into preschool until he was four. Yeah, he was four because I knew he was too young to be with, be abandoned and dropped off. So that's why he was in the comfort of his own home with his nanny.
And any.
That is the same cost of just dumping him off.
And any good parent would know that.
Exactly.
Would know that.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tuxedo, we agree with you 110%. You guys are smart parents out there.
I mean, if the kid is screaming in the car looking at the building. The child is traumatized, without a doubt, traumatized.
That's why we're moving her up to the next class,
well,
so
that's
that she can have a better time.
That's why I waited until my child was four, and he only went for like 2 hours, and then I picked him up. My nanny would drop him off, and then I'd go get him after like 2 hours, because I loved him.
Yeah.
And, but you go ahead and do you.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't have a care in the world. You come in here and just laugh.
Yeah, because you're like, I got to go to the gym. That's why I'm dumping my kid off.
Today is leg day.
Yeah.
Today is leg day.
I do get to go to the gym after this. Yeah.
It's leg day.
It's leg day. Who needs a daughter when I have legs?
Oh, come on.
But look how sculpted I am.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
She can cry all day long. But look at me. Look at this bod. Woo! Man. It's brutal out there.
This is unfair.
Yeah, the cost. I can't believe how expensive
outrageous.
It is.
Out of this world.
Oh, my goodness. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Poor little Debbie.
Yeah.
God love her.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though, because both Carson and myself, we have only children, and so does Lisa. And it's funny because you do want to socialize them, right? Like, that's the whole thing about it. And so I think I told you this. I took my son to, when we had the house in Tahoe, I wanted to socialize him. So I took him to Tahoe Tots.
Yeah.
And there was a blizzard coming in, and my kid was the only one there.
Oh.
And I was like, take the S off! Take the S off, Tahoe Tots!
It's just
Tahoe Tots!
Yeah.
Just walking around like, why am I here?
And I think that, and not to second guess what you and your wife decided to do here, but I think that because for us, we took Frog into daycare when he was like 6 months old, or maybe even 4 months old, okay? So he grew up in that. Okay,
yeah.
So you can't complain when you're 4 months old.
Right, and that's what you know.
And when you're at 2 years old, then it's a culture shock, right?
Yeah, it's true. Wow,
so,
you did it wrong, man. I'm kidding. There's no right way to do any of this. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would not go to the gym. I picked up my kid, but that's just me. You know, I spent the days with him.
But you got so many parents out there that have to work.
No, I know,
you know,
but like we get done at 10 and like the kid doesn't have to.
Vasa has a daycare in it. He could go get her and then put
he
her in the Vasa daycare.
He doesn't want her.
Well,
he doesn't
pick
want
her up.
Yeah, but I don't, and they're only open till noon.
He doesn't want her. Don't you get it?
Well, I'm saying, though, he has the option to,
yeah,
to do it, and he's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, she's with other kids, and I mean, the Vasa, and no. I'm not going to take
care
of that.
Does a Vasa thing, is it for kids that young?
Yeah, you just drop them off and they take care of them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, whereas I just picked up my kid at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I see a lot of stay-at-home moms dropping their kids off at the Vasa.
Oh, yeah.
At the gym.
Because it's like your break.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't care. You're just dropping it off even to sit on a bench and just look at your phone.
Right. Not only that, how inexpensive that is. It's only $30 a month.
Exactly.
That's great.
It's way cheaper than daycare. Yeah. No, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a little hint about if you ever decide to get a nanny. Go with a Mormon, okay? I'm not even kidding. Because my son was basically raised by Mormons, you know, because we always had a Mormon nanny.
Yeah.
They're the most fantastic people on the planet. And they're never hungover, right? Ever. Like, they always show up on time. They're never hungover because they don't drink. They don't do drugs or anything like that. And the good news is like, when my nanny got sick or whatever, she had, like, 8 other sisters that could come in and fill in.
They were just on call, waiting for their show.
They had backups.
Backup sisters.
Yep, it's a true story. That's people that love them. All right, anyway, we got lots to get to. One of them is a sad story, and it's Christina Applegate. And it's going to be a little hard to listen to, but she was on Dax Shepard's podcast, and she talks about her struggle with MS. Here it is.
Number 4.
Well, I have 30 lesions on my brain, like herpes sores, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so sores all over my brain. My biggest one is behind my right eye, so my right eye hurts a lot.
Does it affect your vision?
Not right now, but it hurts. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about it. You can't overcome it. People go like, well, why don't you exercise? Because I can't.
Right.
Like,
right.
It hurts. The second my feet hit my carpet in the morning and they're hurting as bad as they do every single day, then I go, I'm just going to lay back in bed. And then I'm being the worst MSer. We should be stretching. We should be trying to walk for 5 minutes.
And then you beat yourself up for that.
I beat myself up about that.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a day where I'm not as bad. And I'm like, oh, I can do a couple things. Then I'm down for 4 days.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a bitch. She's a total, I'm going to say the word, she's
good.
Yeah.
And you go push, and then it pushes right on back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is a mean girl.
Who's she talking about?
MS.
MS, yeah.
Oh, mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Mean MS.
I cannot believe they don't have a cure for this. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just brutal. It sounds like her life is, and she doesn't know what each day will bring, you know?
Yeah, she has good days and then extreme bad days where she literally can't get out of bed.
Yeah, just awful. Just an awful story. All right, let's see. There's a couple other things, too, that I wanted to tell you about. And first of all, Billy Bush, I guess, he was on, did you guys watch The Masked Singer?
No.
Me either. He was on. He took his head off.
What character was he? Does it say?
Yeah.
Was he like a lizard?
I don't know. Can you Google it on your own time?
Was he like a spoon?
That's the only interesting part about
it.
Right?
Sir Lion.
Sir Lion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's who he was.
So they had Lion season one. They had to call this one Sir Lion.
Oh, they did?
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. I really don't follow it. But he pulled off his head, and there he was.
There he is, Billy Bush.
I'm surprised that show's still on.
I know. I can't believe it.
Not only is it on, but they take like 2 months off, and then they're right back at it. They just keep coming out with shows and seasons.
Well, they say that like families love to watch it together, that it's a good, wholesome family show that people love to watch with their kids.
Which I could see.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not a lot of those left, right?
But like, how many kids know who Billy Bush is?
Exactly. You
know, no one.
It doesn't make sense.
No kids.
That's a great point. All right, let's see here. Also, Sean Diddy Combs. We haven't really learned anything new. It's kind of just been stifled, but I guess he's under investigation. Sean Diddy Combs for all this stuff. It says the officer says that they believe there's a disturbing history of sex trafficking, and they don't take this lightly. And obviously, the reason why they raided both residencies is they have reasonable cause to believe that he's done something. You know, they're not just, here's what they said. They didn't pull his name out of a hat and decide to go and go out.
No, and it's pretty obvious, too, because everybody has turned on this guy. Everybody's talking about him. You don't find anybody out there with support of Sean Diddy, or Sean Diddy.
Right.
Sean Diddy. Nobody is in his camp right now.
That's true. Here's the saddest news of all, and this is, well, this one's hard too. The person that won $1 million was the Safeway right by BJ's house. And he didn't buy a ticket, and he always does, but he went with Powerball Pete.
I'm going to find out who that person is. He buys his ticket. It's the same place I buy mine, or he or she.
Right?
I am going to sue. I'm going to sue because that ticket is mine.
I
want that money.
$1 million.
Safeway, right down the street from me. Yeah, that's where it was won.
On Ken Carroll Avenue or whatever?
Yeah,
is that what it was? Yeah.
Yep.
In Littleton.
Yeah. South Kipling.
$1 million. Yep. $1 million. And BJ went with Powerball Pete's pool instead of stopping off like he always does and buying a ticket there.
Oh. And that stinking jack pocket.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. But I'm going to put it away.
$1 million.
I know.
Well, by the way, they say the guy that won the $1 billion with the Mega Millions said he picked his own numbers.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Those were numbers that were, I guess,
meant,
you know,
something to him.
Meant
or,
something in his life. And he picked his own numbers. It wasn't a quick pick.
Excuse me. I'm really upset about something, and that is, did you see that Chick-fil-A now is going to add antibiotic chicken?
Yeah.
That makes me upset. I don't want...
Why?
Because antibiotics in our systems is really bad when we don't need it.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. So that really, it's, they've been so antibiotic free, and they said that there's a shortage of chicken, so now we're going to eat that crap.
But doesn't a lot of food that we eat already have these...
Yeah, but it's a problem in that it's creating super bugs and super bacteria.
Well, and also the ones that have hormones in them.
Yeah.
These little girls are getting their periods at like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Because the hormones that are in the cows are being transferred to the little girl.
It's boosting them up.
Yeah. So, which is not normal either. So, it's just a problem. That's why, you know, clean eating is so hard, because to find all this stuff without, and so that's the one thing, is that we liked going to Chick-fil-A because it was kind of in its own way clean eating, but now they're going to stick us with these.
Why are they doing it then?
Because there's a shortage of chicken.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. There's a shortage.
We have a chicken shortage.
A shortage of clean chickens. Yeah, I guess. No antibiotics. Important to human medicine. That was their. They used to say like no antibiotics ever. Blah blah blah. But not anymore. Now they're like, yep, sorry.
Well, that's their statement though. That these antibiotics that they're talking about has nothing to do with human medicine. It's about animals.
Well, it's still an antibiotic.
I'm just saying that that's what they're claiming, that, hey, it's not what you think it is what they're saying.
Well, then don't use them at all. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, ugh, I don't know. So I'm boycotting them. I'm not going there anymore. But I will tell you this. I told Carson this the other day. Remember when I wasn't feeling so well because I hadn't eaten or whatever? Because that semi-glutide, sometimes you just don't eat and then you get a little sick. Anyway, so I was like, all right, well, Chick-fil-A's open. I'll go there. So I stopped by there. BJ, they have these little bitty, teeny, as big as my fingers, biscuit is this big with a little chunk of chicken in it.
Yeah, chicken minis.
That was heaven. Really? I've never had them in
They're
my
so
life.
Good. Delicious.
They're ridiculous. Really? Yeah. Oh my God, they're this big.
I get them every Saturday.
You do?
I do. Yeah, before baseball practice.
They're this big. They're just deliciousness.
I love them.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What sucks is you just discovered this and now you're going to boycott.
I know.
Crap.
Exactly
Some
right.
Bad that, timing.
It is bad timing because I'm like, that really makes me mad.
And their hash browns. Those are good too.
Fire.
Fire. They're fire. Definitely fire.
Dip them in Chick-fil-A sauce. Woo!
I was talking to this girl, she must have been like 25, and she kept saying fire, and I almost All right, I'm done. There you go. Tefla trash.
Yeah, I hear you. Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Going to be 65 today. Are you seeing snow by Sunday and into Monday?
Let's see. I wrote down the dates, actually. March 30th through April 2nd, they're saying there could be a significant two waves of snow.
Well, that's Saturday.
For the Front Range, yeah, through April 2nd.
I saw Vail getting, I think, 9 to 11 inches of snow.
Dude,
over the weekend?
We're going to Vail Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think you're going to get some snow up there.
Yeah.
I do. And you coming back on Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
You may not make it.
Oh, well.
Maybe shut down. You might be up there for weeks.
Well, that's funny because the person that gave us the condo that we're using, he booked it for Sunday night, too. So it might be convenient.
They're saying for the metro, mostly rain. But you know how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be 65 today. Baseball, you got the Rockies, but the Rockies are making you pay, folks.
Yeah.
You got to pay $100 to watch them this season if you want to watch them on your cable service or wherever you stream. Or you can go with $20 a month and just play along until you see they really, really, really suck and then just drop.
Yeah, that, so stupid.
Are we the only market doing that?
No,
I think
everybody's going to
they
it.
Are. Is it because baseball, just nobody wants to watch it?
Yeah.
I do think we're one of the first, though, Jamie.
Okay.
I do think we're one of the first, but I don't think we're the only market doing it. But I don't know how many people are going to pay for that.
Well, a lot of people just pay for MLB TV, and then if they're in like a local market, they'll use a VPN to watch their own team because there's blackout restrictions.
Yeah.
Sneaky. Yeah. Sneaky.
The game is at 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. Who's going to stay up for that?
Exactly.
No one. And it's a 4-hour game. Like,
yeah,
no.
Right?
Good luck with that.
All right, Jamie, I know you're a big fan of Mr. Beast.
I love Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I follow him.
You see him. Yeah,
you gotta
I do too.
You got to follow him because they always ask, are you following me? And then you have to show him on your phone that you're following him. And then he'll give you $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works.
When you run into him.
Buttload of money, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You're talking about lottery, man.
He's got a TV show now, too. He has a TV show that they gave him as well.
Well, we're going to play audio here of the challenge that he started up, which he does a challenge, I assume, all the time, right?
Yep.
And he puts a guy at a grocery store. He bought a grocery store. It puts a guy in there to live, giving the guy $10,000 a day to exist in this store.
Yeah, he's done that before. This guy went crazy. He put a guy in an apartment without his girlfriend, and every day that he stayed there, he got $10,000 a day. And the guy finally just and they took away an item every day from the apartment.
Oh, just slowly stripping stuff from you.
Like his guitar, the pool table, all this stuff, and pretty soon he had a pillow.
Wow,
it was like a jail cell.
Yeah, he just had a pillow, and he was going insane.
Yep.
And so he finally gave up. He just gave up.
That's like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Well, in a challenge like that, you go with girlfriend. You don't go with a wife because a guy would just volunteer for that anytime, right? You go with girlfriend. That makes it more of a challenge because I'd volunteer all day long.
Oh my God,
now, let me tell you this. This particular challenge over this guy in the grocery store, I would like this. I mean, it's a fully stocked grocery store. You get anything you want in there to eat. How long can you stay? $10,000 a day.
He made it like 45 days.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to it. Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.